Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to join you. It's just me today. I believe my bride and my little man, Christian, are at the pool. So hopefully I'll be enough. I chose you guys over my beautiful bride in a bikini and my little guy at the pool because you are amazing human beings. I have heard a lot of just kind of vibe on the street with Cleaning Nation that we are having employees driving us crazy. For those on the live deal, we've already had a couple people say we just had a couple no-shows and one quit. Someone needs us, super excited. Finally caught alive. Good to have you, Brandy and Whitney and Susie. So let's dive in. The problem, the good news about employees, there's only two times you have problems with them. One is hiring them and the other is when they show up. So that is that. And we're going to deal with both of them, how to get them without making it so crazy, and how when they actually do show up, they can make your life better as opposed to worse and move from this huge pain in your neck to people that actually bring you joy and help make your life better and your business better, not worse. So the problem is so many people can't find good employees, but without them, we find that we are just a cleaner. Brandy says, hello. Ashley says, nothing on the screen. Is that what everybody is going through, or is that just our friend Ashley? Give me a shout out, Cleaning Nation, if you can see me, or if you can't see me, because I want to make sure we get to hang out like usual. So let me know. All right, as I'm waiting for you guys to kind of give feedback on that, again, the problem with this is really two parts, finding the right employees and then getting them to do a good job and not drive us nuts. Hello, Christina, Jocelyn, good to have you. Brandy, hello. Brandy says, I'm good. Jennifer says, hello, good to have all you guys. I always go back and forth because the bulk of the people listen to these on Facebook or on our YouTube channel or our podcast. And I always go back and forth between, between not wanting to bug, all the people that aren't live and always recognizing the people that are live. So stick with me, podcast folks and, YouTube folks. I promise we're going to do good stuff. The nice thing about the live folks is sometimes they give the best questions and really put forward the conversation. If you're listening to a recording of this and have a question, put it to support@growmycleaningcompany.com and we will make sure that we bring it up on an upcoming podcast or Facebook Live. Good to see you, Jennifer and Jeremy and Whitney and Ashley. Everybody's here. Apparently, some people are having problems with the video. Some people aren't. I guess we will do the best we can with what we've got. So the belief that a lot of people have is employees have got to be a huge pain in the butt to hire, right? So sometimes we know that we need employees, but we know it's such a headache. It's so frustrating, the process with the resumes and putting out the ad. It just seems like so much work. We don't do it until it's an emergency. And then it sucks even more, right? Because now we're desperate for employees. It's hard to make a good decision when we're desperate. And we still have to do the same amount of work. So the reality is, the truth is, you can systematize out the crappy parts. Good to have you, TJ. So you can have a hiring system, and you're going to hear the word system, core values and systems, really. If you guys want the summary of how do I take the sting out of hiring and keeping the best employees, we'll probably do core values number one and systems number two. So when it comes to the hiring process, you absolutely need a system. Going through stacks of resume, that could be systematized out. We have technology to help us with that. Calling to set up interviews and going back and forth with when are you there and when can you be there and are you available and calling and playing phone tag absolutely stinks. Jeremy says he needs to learn the system. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com and start with the masterclass we have there, absolutely no charge, is complimentary. That's probably the best place to go. Or stick with me now, and I'm going to do the best I can, giving you as much information about these systems and processes as we can in 20 minutes. But we can systematize out the going through the stacks of resumes, calling to set up interviews by holding a group interview. That eliminates just a lot of problems, right? Because if we've got a group interview, we can automate a way for them to come to the group interview, and you don't have to go through the resumes because you're going to do your interview, and if three people show up, or one person, or no one, or 10 people show up, it's the same. Well, if no one shows up, it doesn't take any time. But if it's if you get a lot of people showing up, it takes the same time as one time. So it really eliminates you going through the resumes, calling to set up an interview, having to do an interview for one guy that doesn't suck or is no good or doesn't even show up. So systems and processes can eliminate a lot of the painful parts of doing the hiring. And you want to make sure those systems are running all the time. It is crazy talk for when I hear owners of cleaning companies say, we're not hiring right now. If you own a cleaning company and you are looking to grow, you should be hiring all the time. We want a system that's constantly going to get the people that you need to go. Because honestly, the talent is what we are all going to be competing for. But I think I got frozen there for a second. I plugged in my phone to my computer to charge it, and iTunes popped up and crashed the whole thing. So all that to say, we want to make sure we have a hiring system that serves you, that makes hiring, I don't want to say easy, but at least painless, or far, far less painless, so you're not going through stacks of resumes. And we want that hiring system working all the time, so we don't hire an emergency. Kim Johnson, who's got a great culture, we're going to start talking core values. I happen to know, because they're in our Millionaire Mastermind group, that they are amazing with their culture. They've got a great hiring system. Kim would tell you it still needs to be tweaked, but we would disagree with her. All right. The next thing is everyone sucks, right? We get this false belief that everyone sucks. No one wants to work. They're all losers, blah, 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 blah. So there's two realities that we need to change. It's going to help create the systems and beliefs that are going to make you successful. First, it is okay if 90% of the people suck. And I promise you 90% don't suck. But even if they did, it's okay, because you only need typically, even if you're a very fast growing company, if you're less than 2 or 3 million in revenue, even as a fast growing company, you're not going to need to hire more than one person a week. And if you have 100 resumes a week, if 99 suck of the applications, the resumes, whatever, you only find one good person, that's enough. So I really want you guys to focus on, do you have enough to get to reach your goals? And that's all that matters. So you don't, it's okay if 99 out of 100 resumes are no good or not qualified, as long as the one out of 100 is enough to have you hit your goals, you're good to go. So we want to get off the everybody sucks and onto the what do I need to make this work. Carlos says, I make interviews every Monday between 9 and 11. Fantastic. The next piece is we got to take ownership with the people sucking. The reality is you are attracting, right? Your ad, your funnel is attracting people that suck. So we want to make sure that we own it. And take responsibility for the people coming in. If we just say everybody sucks, that's a very passive way to go about it, and it might make you feel better, but you're not going to have any success hiring because we can just make excuses. Welcome, Kat Hammond, to the deal. So excited to have you. All right. The next thing is, this is something we've got to kill. This belief that I can't hire employees because they might do something awful. The reality is maybe they will do something awful, right? If you have enough employees over long enough, I promise you they will do something awful. The reality of the situation is you can't keep your entire business hostage and keep you stuck in a cleaning job that you didn't sign up for because some employee in the future might or will do something awful, right? The thing that we need to just like we can't focus on, all these employees suck. Well, so be it. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But as business owners, our job is to bend, as entrepreneurs, to bend reality to our will. So instead of going, well, there are no good employees, so I just quit, or employees are going to do something terrible, so I'll just not hire, right? When you don't want to do something, you don't put in the work and stretch and grow, one excuse is as good as another. And a terrible excuse that just paralyzes so many owners like you guys with fear is, I can't hire employees because they might do something awful. Let's shift your whole perspective and your paradigm to, they're going to do something awful, and that's fine, right? I promise you, every successful business out there has had an employee, including every business I've ever owned, has had an employee do something shocking, awful, frustrating. What were you thinking? How did that even happen? And the reality is, we just have to know, well, great, that happens, right? If we're gonna have employees and build these systems and have the company that we want, some employees might have to, we're going to have to just be okay with that. Now, we can minimize the awful, right? So first of all, we have to eliminate the fear and just go, that's something we have to deal with. Employees are going to do crazy things. And if we're going to have a business, we don't know when they're going to do it. We're just going to deal with it. Hey, Karen Coy, good to have you. The flip side of that is we can minimize to a huge extent. I'm shocked I've been sued more, frankly, by employees, but how ridiculous and fun we are. We've never had any sexual harassment or any of that weird stuff, even though we're pretty fun. We have a lot of fun with our employees and If you had a transcript of some of our conversations, we could probably get in trouble. But not because we do anything mean-spirited, just because we have fun and we're honest with each other, right? That Be Real thing. So you can minimize that awful, the potential of something awful happening with core values-based hiring, right? When you share people when you hire people that share your core values, life gets so much easier, right? Instead of me trying to make people have fun and be real, I hire people that already want to have, that are already about having fun, being real, making money and helping out, right? So it's really, really difficult to try and bend people to be something that they're not. So if you hire people that already share your core values, they're never going to do anything that violates those core values. And just about anything awful that you can think of is going to be in violation of your core values. And the thing is, people generally do not violate their own core values. So when you hire someone that has different core values, that doesn't want to help out, and they do something that's totally not helping out, like their partner got sick and they just go home. You're like, how could you do that? That's crazy. That's insane. Because they don't believe in helping out, right? But if I believe in helping out, I'm never going to do that. So the trick is not to hire just anybody and try and make them adhere to your core values and to be shocked when they do something crazy. The trick is to hire people that already share your core values and encourage that, because they're probably not going to violate their own core values. So you want to find people that share your core values. The only things that I've ever seen have been shocking was when someone violated a core value. And typically they'll violate my core values, no problem, but they won't violate their core values. So if I just share people that my core values resonate with, typically they're not going to do shocking stuff. Mike Benedict says, absolutely true. The Achilles heel of business ownership. Great to hear from you, Mike. All right. The other thing that we've got to just get right out of our minds and our psyche, if we're going to be successful in the cleaning business, is this crazy notion that no one cleans like me, which is a great mindset to have if you want to own a cleaning job and not a cleaning business. If you want to own a cleaning business, the mindset we're going to have to adopt is my good customers, the right customers, are hiring me to solve a problem, not to go there cleaning, right? So if you're specifically have to be there to clean, you sold them wrong. You positioned yourself wrong. You've promised the wrong thing. We want to make sure that you're promising to solve a problem. And quite frankly, the right customers aren't going to want you to clean for a lot of reasons. One, what happens if you get hit by a bus? They're just stuck. Their problem stops getting solved. What if you get sick? What if you can't come in one day? What if you want to take a vacation? There's all manner of reasons. So a lot of people talk about, oh, we promise the same cleaner over and over again. That's crazy talk to me, right? You can't promise another human being is going to do anything ever, right? We never know what someone's going to do. So we want to make sure we promise to create a solution and solve a problem for our customers, not have a certain human being show up. A, it's not good for the human being. That's how you get your client stolen. B, like I said, we can't ever promise anyone else's. It's hard enough for me to promise I'm going to do something, never mind somebody else. So we want to make sure we get off of this, they're paying me for my magical clean. Because as long as you adopt that belief, you are always going to own a cleaning job. You're never going to own a cleaning business. The clean bee says she's going through this now. Great question. Brandy says, should you change or modify your values as your company grows? I'm really glad that you asked that. Let's dive into that for a second. So really, we don't decide on our core values as much as we discover them, right? So I'm never going to go to, me and my management team go up to some cabin in the woods and decide on what our core values are going to be, right? Our core values are what our core values are. I am who I am. I've had the same core values for the last 15, 20 years in 5 or 6 or 7 different businesses, right? So typically they're not going to change, to answer your question, Brandy. You might modify or clarify how you communicate them, but I've been about being real and helping out and having fun and making money for 20 years since I've been in business. That's just who I am. And that being real part, I wasn't always that. I don't always demonstrate it. I tried to not be real and tried to pretend like I was super professional and act like I wasn't. So yeah, what you might do is modify, and Kim says if your core values change, and they typically don't. They might if something traumatic or amazing happens, but what you really believe in at your core rarely changes. If it does, it's going to be every decade or so. So typically you shouldn't be updating your core values because they shouldn't be changing. If you are going to update them, maybe if you're just going to clarify them or communicate them in a more effective way. Great question. I really like that conversation. Mikayla says at this point, but ready to get it together and own a cleaning business, you really maybe realize own a cleaning job, not a business. Great point, Mikayla. And I hate to bring pain to you guys, but that is a huge shift. Is what we do is this community of is Cleaning Nation is I desperately want to unleash the entrepreneurial power in every single one of you guys and gals. It is frustrates me to no end, right? A lot of why we do what we do and spend so much time with you guys and gals is because I see the potential in so many business owners that were not put on this earth to clean toilets. And there's nothing wrong with cleaning toilets, but that's when you want to be an entrepreneur. I truly believe that entrepreneurs are going to be the savior of this nation, right? They're who creates jobs and revenue and make things move and build and create and serve. And they make our entire population better. So when an entrepreneur like you feels like you are here to build something and grow something and hire people and really create and make an impact on your community, and instead you trade that in for cleaning, that not just hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts your community, it hurts your employees, it hurts the employees that you're not going to hire, all the people that could have opportunity. And so Michaela says she's grateful for the channel. Appreciate you, Michaela. So many people are saying they're going through this now. Turning down work is another thing. We don't have a system for employees. We end up turning down work, or we don't even find the work because if in the back of our minds, we're like, I'm going to have to go clean this thing and I'm already flat out exhausted. It can be hard to put your heart and soul and really try to get new work. So, Jennifer, so happy you found this. So glad to hear that, Jennifer, appreciate and honor to serve you. So it really is at the core of any cleaning business is the employees, and that those are the key or the lever or the shift to move from having a cleaning job to a cleaning business are employees. And the difference is, it doesn't sound like a lot, but if I can't take a vacation, or when I take a vacation, I stop getting paid, that's a job, right? If I stop working for any reason, because I want to take a vacation, because I want to work on my business, because I want to do anything, if I stop getting paid, when I stop working, that's a job, not a business. So another crazy thing is I can't afford employees, right? I would like to, but I can't afford it right now. That presupposes when you stop cleaning, you're going to sit on your butt and do nothing. And if that's the case, that may be true. Maybe you can't afford employees. But if we're going to replace the cleaning work with the running your business work, you can't afford not to have employees, right? Because when you're cleaning, who is running your company? The answer is nobody, right? And again, that's moving back into a cleaning job, not a cleaning business. So typically when I coach folks and they say they can't afford employees, employees and wages aren't the problem. Their bidding and billing systems aren't set up properly and they're not charging enough. So sometimes one problem looks like another. So typically Brandy says, my only employee quit today. I'm so sorry, Brandy. Saving up cash flow to hire a few people. We definitely want to make sure if we don't have enough cash or business isn't paying enough, we want to look at our bidding and billing oftentimes. All right. Another thing is I can't do all the paperwork, right? I'm scared. I talked about some of my favorite owners of cleaning companies are immigrants. They're new to the country. They're unfamiliar with the laws. And it can be frustrating and scary for people that were born here or immigrants that they don't know the paperwork. The good news is we pay people to do that. So I don't want you doing the 941s and 945s and W-2s and the W-3s and all the paperwork and the withholding, all the stuff. That is not something you should be doing anyway. The beautiful piece of that is if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you don't have a problem anymore, right? And the beautiful thing is there's companies like ADP and Paychex. There's tons. QuickBooks, I think, has a system that will do all of your payroll for you. They'll tell you exactly what you owe. They'll take it right out of your account. Costs a couple $100 a month, typically maybe $100 a payroll, give or take. It's not free, but when you're charging enough, there's plenty of money. So don't let not being able to do the paperwork scare you. You just have to hire the right company to get that taken care of for you. Another belief that kills us, and I've seen so many people go through this, which is, Lachelle says, walked away from her desk job this week. Congratulations. And she only wants to work for a couple months running a cleaning job. Absolutely, Lachelle. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com and check out that masterclass video. It's going to get you off to a much, much faster start. So I've seen so many people fall for the hoax or the fool's errand of, if I just pay more, they get so frustrated with their employees being bad, not bad, but not doing what they want and not showing up on time and just driving you crazy, they pay more. And they're like, if I just pay more, then I'll get better employees. Again, that's typically not the problem. And you have to pay fair, right? If you try and take advantage of people or screw people or pay the very bottom of what you can, what the market is, you might not get the best employees. Again, you want to have a system for how you pay as opposed to going by emotion. And we talk about that in the Clean Profit Method, but you want to have a system. Hyder says, I need to get back in your masterclass. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, totally free. Jump right in. Kat, Hyder, Lachelle, all of you guys, everyone listening, growmycleaningcompany.com is a great place to start. Totally complimentary. So many resources there. Okay, so with pay, I found it kind of almost, I watched this documentary a while back that was really interesting on happiness, and it talked about if you're living below the poverty line, and like I think in the United States, it calls it like $40,000 a year, and in other countries, it might be different. But if you're living below the poverty line, getting up to that poverty line, it has a lot to do with happiness, right? If I don't know where my food's going to come from, I don't have clothes, I don't have heat, I don't have a safe home, I will be much happier with more money. The reality is, once you're over that poverty line, they found almost no correlation between money and happiness. So it's exact same thing with the employees, or the concept is the same in that if you're not paying them fairly, right, below fair, if you're not paying fair, getting up to fair wages is going to have a huge difference on the quality of employee you can attract. That said, once you've got, you're paying a fair wage and you've got an employee, you've got, you pay more, it's really not going to have a lot of difference on the employees that you're going to attract. So what we want to do is, we want to pay fair and then incentivize to pay better. But just paying better, just saying, well, at $12 an hour, I had junk employees, but if I pay $15 an hour, I'll get good employees. I wish that was the case. It'd be so much easier than building a culture, but it's not the case. So pay will certainly modify behavior, but it's not going to take a bad employee and make a good employee. It's just not. So we want to make sure that we're paying fair. We want to have a system for paying. And again, we go over that in the clean profit method. But I wish you got to get out of your mind the whole, if I just pay more, I'll get better employees, because that's just not the case. Culture fit and really pouring into them, what's going to make that difference. All right, they want a community. They want a good experience. The reason that you guys are here, the reason that we are able to charge pretty good rates to help folks is really the community, right? You want to feel loved and heard and amongst other people. So the community is what's really important. Okay. So the reality, and the last thing that we've got to get out on people that are trying to hire, once you've cleared all these cobwebs out of your head that we've covered, is it's okay for me to clean, right? I'll clean with my employees. I'll do some of the cleaning. I'll do all the cleaning. The reality is, if you want to grow your cleaning business, you have no business cleaning. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. If you want to grow your cleaning business, you have no business cleaning. So you've got to make that a mantra. Say it 5 times every night before you go to bed and 5 times every time you wake up. If I want to grow my cleaning business, I have no business cleaning. That has got to be the first and foremost pivotal thing. And the way to get out of cleaning is to make sure that we've got a steady stream of quality employees, have a system that's always running to attract those employees. Again, if you would like to, and again, once you do, let me just give you some good news, because we can talk about the bad news and how to kind of minimize the pain in the neck employees can be, and they can be if you don't do it right. And I'm telling you, the good news is, once you do it right, employees aren't just not a pain in the butt. You actually love them. I freaking love hanging out with you guys. When I have my employees, I love them because they're great people. That we build a community. They want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. So the beautiful thing is, once you do solve this problem, you get these systems in place, you can scale as far as your market will allow you to go, or as far as the market you're willing to go into will allow you to go. You can never clean again. You can make money while you're on vacation. You can provide jobs. You can increase the impact you make in your community, in your family. You can love your cleaning business again. So generally, when I get people that are burnt out with the cleaning business, it has something to do with employees. Either they don't have them in their cleaning and they get burnt out, or they've got them, it didn't work, and they gave up, which kills it. Oh my gosh, Hyder says he stopped cleaning 2 months ago. Best decision ever made. No idea why it took him so long. Congratulate, or her. I don't know if Hyder's girl or boy, but I'm so, so proud of you, Hyder. That's fantastic. Cool. So the next step, if you guys, gals, folks, people out there would like more help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up the absolutely free online masterclass we have there. It goes over the 5 big shifts. It's kind of the best 40, 50 minutes I could put together to really get everybody going. And Bunny says, I need to find the best place to post an ad on employees. So first of all, I love that you're posting an ad, and I want to encourage everybody. And Indeed, by the way, .com is generally, there's some nuance to that and there's some other things, but that's where I'd start. But the reality is, and so many people, I don't say fall for, but get fooled by the right place to post. Like, I got nobody here, so I'll post here. The reality is, it's the ad. We need a core values-based hiring ad. So just like on the advertising side for customers, we think, oh, Facebook ads will make me rich, or AdWords will make us rich. You know what the reality is? Copy that speaks to the person you're trying to speak to will make you rich. And if you've got good sales copy with a good funnel, really doesn't matter where you put it. As long as your people are there, you'll get response. So Indeed's the same way. Indeed is neither good nor bad. Your people are there, I'll tell you that. But if you have a hiring ad that, based on your hiring ad dictates almost 100%, and your funnel after the hiring ad is completely what dictates if you're going to get good applicants or bad applicants. So Indeed's great. Facebook's great. Craigslist, I'm not a big fan of, but any of those platforms are not the key to the operation. It is the words that you say and the funnel that you follow up with. They're going to get you good people or bad people. Jason Johnson, so glad to have you, man. I got to tell you, Jason and Kim and his wife are amazing. If you ever get a chance to reach out to them, you will be doing yourself a favor. Brandy says she's got an LLC this week. Looking forward to 2 employees next month. So glad to hear all the cool stuff that you have, Cleaning Nation. Again, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can join the Facebook group if you haven't already to be involved in the community. If you want to be involved in our smaller community, go to the masterclass, which is totally free for the next step. Efren says, missed you again. I'll go back and watch it. For everybody here, these are recorded. I think if you subscribe to the Facebook group, opt in and watch that masterclass, you'll automatically get reminders of these things. So if you're in the community, even if you miss it or want to hear it again, they are available. I think our Facebook page, if you like that, I think you'll get them. But they're pretty easy to find. And of course, you can always reach out to support at growmycleaningcompany.com if you need help. All right, guys, gals, really good topic. Really enjoyed the interaction with you. Hope to see you all on Tuesday. And can't wait to hear all the amazing stories of everything you guys are doing. We'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.